Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, folks. Good evening and good morning. This is Dr. Barton with the show that we broadcast every Friday at high noon. And we have a call, The Truth in Medical Healing. So we've got a lot to cover in 30 minutes and give you how to be healthy. Listen to this, folks. I'm older than all of you. How do I know I'm older than all of you? Because whoever is older than me doesn't exist anymore. Because people already 20, 30 years younger than me have died off. Most of my close friends from school, from medical school, so forth and so on. So let me just tell you how you can really be healthy. And I'm not just selling something, but, you know, the air, not the water, but the air, the world, the beach, the street, the trees, whatever it may be, is all free to us. It doesn't cost us anything. So we have to make the best of what we can with the environment in which we live in. Now, let me just tell you, cancer, when I was a child, growing up, I remember listening to my mom on the phone sometimes, you know, inquisitive little kid, I mean, and I remember my mom, very, very rarely did a word like cancer ever come up. And then there was this a relative's son, teenager, who banged his knee or something, and it became cancerous. And this fellow, poor fellow, maybe he was only 14 at the time, but died of the evolution of cancer. So we're going to get back to cancer in a couple of minutes. Let me just tell you that, number one, I want to talk about my favorite subject for a minute. What's my favorite subject? Guess what? Me. Me, I'm my favorite subject. I love me. And I thank you so much for my parents to have created me. Anyhow, listen to this. I have 3 graduate degrees, pharmacy, chiropractic, and medicine. I'm also a veteran of the United States Air Force. And I don't have, I mean, I can, and let me just tell you also, besides the fact of older, I'm older than anybody, and I have more energy than anybody. You know, maybe some people can have a lot of energy and so forth, but not in my age category. I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but I have more energy than anyone. Isn't that great? And I can dance all night long. Now, maybe it depends upon what the girl looks like, but anyhow, well, just a little bit of a little joke. It's not a joke, it's serious. I really can dance all night, 24/7. I'm a lousy tennis player, but I love the game and I love the exercise. And so with all that being said, if you really want to be healthy, number one, we're not going to spend a lot of time on that. Number one is smoking. Anybody that smokes cigarettes has got to be out of their minds. If they love their life and they love their family and so forth and so on, they're not going to smoke. So don't give me an excuse that it's a habit, they can't break the habit. No, it all depends upon how you feel about life. We can't live forever. But I love life, and I've had some downs to different things like anybody goes through life. And I had lucky me, I was from a wonderful, wonderful family. I was born into a wonderful family. Close-knitted family and aunts and uncles and cousins, and a lot of people don't have that. So we do a 30-minute show every Friday, folks, at high noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Now, I have a good friend of mine who lives in Las Vegas, and he called me last week, and I can't find his number, and it didn't come up on my phone. So if you're listening to the show today, I'm getting older. You can't stop getting older. But every once in a while, I just forget someone's name or something like that. Meantime, I'm healthy as a teenager, and I have unlimited endurance. So, but the point, the bottom line is that so we broadcast the show every Friday. It's called The Truth in Medical Healing, and I've been doing this radio show for, 15 years probably. So we're going to talk about a couple of things that if you can learn the number one step to really be healthy is you need to drink pure water. And listen to this. The human body is 85% water. The cells of the body are bathing what's called interstitial fluid, which is really water. Let me talk a little bit about water, okay? So lots of times you go out to a restaurant, or especially if you have a few couples or some friends, and before you know it, the waiter is on his way over, or the busboy or somebody's on his way over with a tray of glasses of water. And I tell him, I try to stay in a nice way, I say, listen, please, turn the water to this table, okay? Because water worldwide is contaminated. So I'm not talking to the waiter right now. I'm talking to my audience. Folks, I've been doing this show for like 15 years. And we have an audience in different parts of the world. And right now in South Africa, we have my good friend Felix, who heard the show. It was one of the first people who had called in. And by the way, it is a call-in show, but in order to call in, I have to give you the numbers. And they really we don't have enough time. We have a 30-minute show. So the only number that I can give to you to call, don't call until Monday, for any kind of answer about any health issue at all. And the number to call in is my cell phone, which is 863-509-9059. That's it. I'm not repeating it. Sorry, we just don't have enough time. And I'm not sure if my good friend and business associate, Jorge, is listening to the show. And if he is, Jorge, together I have things to talk to you about. Okay, so moving right along, folks, let me tell you why. Before we just start talking about water, and it sounds like I'm just selling a product, but I'm not selling a product. And I'm not selling anything unless you want to buy it. And you're not going to have to buy it from me. I'll tell you what to do. You need to be able to get, there's a special little machine. Well, let me go back to the beginning about the machine. I'll try to get all this into a 30-minute show. Tokyo, the three-day weekend medical convention, probably 20 years ago. And I was walking through the lobby of this hotel in Tokyo, and a Japanese gentleman came up to me and said, Dr. Barton? And I said, yes, but how do you know it's me? And he held up a Japanese newspaper, all written in Japanese and so forth, the daily newspaper. And guess what? Right on the front was my picture on the Japanese newspaper of my face. I said, excuse me, but what's this about? And who am I? What does it say? Does it say I'm some kind of a mass murderer or something like that? So he sort of chuckled and laughed a little bit. He says, listen, my name is Dr. Shinya. So I got to speed up because we only have a 30-minute show. So Dr. Shinya, Hiromi Shinya, is a physician. And he's the doctor who actually developed colonoscopy. He invented colonoscopy. Imagine that, how fantastic that is. So we met that particular day, that was 23 years ago, maybe a little bit more, and we're still good, fast friends, and he told me to come to his clinic, which is right near the hotel, and he showed me different DVDs and things of that sort of what he did to people that needed the colonoscopy. He also said, showed me that he had bottles of water, that he, gallon bottles that he gives away to patients. And he talked me into going, and he said, this is called Kangen water, K-A-N-G-E-N. So in Kangen in Japanese means, I think it means something like to health, something similar to that. I can't remember what it is right now. Anyhow, Dr. Shenya showed me some of the patient's results that he takes care of with regard, that he treats with, actually makes sure that he's, because the human body is 85% water. Now, water is worldwide contaminated with a million different things. It's contaminated. So if you buy and bottled water, much of the bottled water is regular water put into bottles and people sell it. But the thing is this, that he talked me into going to the factory the other side of Japan in Osaka, where this company has a factory and they actually make these little machines. They're like maybe double the size of the, it steam sits on your kitchen counter. From creation, and the world was pure. And a couple of things happened. One thing happened is that fact is that people started bottling water 100 years ago. Anyhow, this particular Kangen water, way back in about 1971, a gentleman actually was able to develop and find that through a process of electrolysis and ionization to be able to create pure water from water that's actually from tap water, even. Because this gentleman that created that, this water called Kangen water, electrolysis and ionization, I-O-N-I-Z-A-T-I-O-N. So we have a lot of ground to cover in the 30-minute show, so let me speed up a little bit. The bottom line is that I ended up buying a machine, one of these little machines that sits in your kitchen counter, and I got so enthused about the whole technology that I actually tied my company into being a distributor for this Kangen water company. And so it's a business. So people, there are some people I know that make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year on people buying these machines and then also recommending other people, so forth and so on. So the thing is that, let me get back into, talk about medicine a little bit. So the fact is that I am a living example of energy and aging. Now, I formerly practiced medicine in Miami Beach, folks, 23 years, and that was probably about 23 years ago, or maybe more than that. But the thing is this, that let me tell you little things about, let's stay on the subject of the border for a minute. As I said before, water worldwide is contaminated. There are all kinds of companies selling machines. Do this. This takes tap water, makes it into pure water. And as far as I'm concerned, as far as my research shows, that the only really pure water that is restructured is from the company called Enagic, E-N-A-G-A-C, E-N-A-G-I-C, and it's located in Osaka, Japan. There's also United States offices, one is in Los Angeles, and another one is in Long Island City, in Queens County, New York, and it's called Enagic. So let me just go back a little bit in the history of medicine. In 1922, folks, whoever was diabetic, when they get, let's say, to be 20 or 25 or whatever age it was, there was no way out. If they had diabetes, they were going to die. So if they went into, let's say, the hospital or something, the doctor would put them into a ward and keep, you know, feed him and whatever it may be. And that was it. That was the end of the road. However, in that year, 1922, a pharmaceutical firm called Eli Lilly, which is in the news these days also with regard to the what's happening with healthcare in America. So in that year, 1922, whoever can believe in their freedom and so forth and so on, but they were going, there was no way out. People died. So Eli Lilly developed a synthetic insulin. You know, people with diabetes don't have enough insulin being produced by their pancreas. You follow that? So the thing is, Eli Lilly developed a synthetic insulin. So from that time on, anyone with diabetes was able to live their lives out. And there were millions and millions of people that insulin injections and insulin from orally and live their lives out. And let's talk a little bit about also in 1946, way back in 1946, there was another doctor that I can't place his name right now. And folks, I don't read from a script. So when I do these 30-minute shows, I just recall certain things. And the thing is that this one doctor had gone on a, took a vacation, came back, and he found in his laboratory sink, there was like a greenish mold around the pot because the girl that usually takes care of the office didn't wash any of those pots and dishes and so forth over a 2-month period. So anyhow, the same doctor was able to experiment. We don't have the time to go into how it came about, but that evolved into what's called penicillin. So where would we be today without penicillin? And also in battle, in the wars that America has been in, and fellows and young guys that get shot up and wounded and so forth, and then you have the paramedics running up and down. This was in the beaches and in the Second World War, or Germany or wherever it was, and doing injections of penicillin. So now we're talking about how to live, be healthy. Now, I've been drinking this Camden water, and that's the only water that I drank in my family for the last, when I found out about it when I met Shania, maybe 30 years ago by now. So if I'm sitting in a restaurant and the waiter comes over with a tray loaded down with glasses of water, I do it in a nice way, and they say, and I tell them usually, please, don't bring that water over to this table, okay, because we just don't drink that type of water. So how is this company called Enagic, how are they able to actually produce pure water? Because the water comes from the ground, and they actually do it through a process of, as I said before, electrolysis and ionization. But doing that within this little machine, the outcome is, and it also gives you so many more added, good, healthy, productive, energized life for the rest of your life, like me. And then, by the way, and I've been drinking, that's the only water I drink, and like I said before, I'm older than anyone I know. I'm older than people that I bumped into, and I also look probably about at least 30 years younger than I am. So, folks, if you want, I will give the cell phone number one more time. Ready? Get a pen, 863-509-9059. Leave a name and number. When you leave it flowing clearly, and give us about a week or so to get back to you, because we have many, many people calling in. And when I mentioned South Africa before, Felix is a gentleman that had heard us. His first name is Felix, and I know his last name, but when I do these shows, I sometimes things slip my mind. So he had heard the show as well. I should tell you that too. The broadcasting that you're listening to is called Blog, B-L-O-G. So we are broadcasting worldwide because it's called internet radio, and it's worldwide. So we have people in the island of Guam. By the way, Guam, during the Second World War, was a Japanese-held island, and they launched planes from there and so forth and so on. And during the war and so forth, because the U.S. won the war, we took over certain Japanese areas, and not all of it, because some of it, like Iwo Jima, we gave that back to Japan. And as far as I'm concerned, I have a lot of Japanese friends, and a lot, and they're good people. It's just that because I was growing up during that time, the Second World War. And when I got out of high school, the same year I graduated, I was 17, and I enlisted in the Air National Guard, and then we went on active duty, and I ended up in overseas, and I'll tell you in a minute where that was. So, folks, Felix is listening to the show. There's 6 hours ahead of us, and Felix, I know you're listening to the show. I just want to tell you that, again, I promised you we're going to be taking a trip to South Africa in the near future. So once again, folks, there's so many other things that I wanted to talk to you about. We can't do it. We don't have enough time. But you've got the highlights of it. And we'll be tuning in. Remember, tune in the next Friday at 12 noon Eastern Time, at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. And we'll talk more about medicine and about fractures and things of that sort, and why people are getting more and more fractures these days because of the fact that they drink the dark-colored sodas like Pepsi and Coke, which rob the bones of minerals. And so those are dangerous. Drinking soda like that is dangerous, and it ends up with fractures and so forth, and there's more fractures than ever before. So adios, folks, and I'll just say over and out. We talk to you next week.